talks between the two sides. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. There's word of another meeting between the Ukrainian and Russian delegations. Fox's Mike Tobin is in Lviv, Ukraine.
This will be the third round of talks with these ceasefire delegations. The last time they met was in Belarus, and the only agreement to come out of it was this ceasefire negotiation for the humanitarian corridors. And this time it was supposed to be so the people in Mariupol and Volnovakha could escape the fighting and start heading west. It was supposed to go into effect at 9 a.m. today, but according to the deputy prime minister, shortly after it went into effect, there was new shelling. So instead of escaping, the people in those areas were advised to take shelter.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russian forces are advancing toward a third nuclear power plant. Zelensky held a call with U.S. senators and said that the Yuzhno-Kursk nuclear power plant is under threat. Senator Lindsey Graham spoke about the call in a Twitter video shortly afterwards.
The president indicated that labeling Putin a war criminal is the right thing to do, and he thinks would help tremendously.
Zelensky also asked for Visa and MasterCard to be cut off to further squeeze Russia's economy, and he backed the idea of cutting off Russian oil imports. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Poland.
Following meetings earlier in the day with Poland's prime minister and foreign minister, Blinken visited a refugee center in Korchowa, where he told Larissa, a Ukrainian professor who fled after her small town was bombed.
What Ukrainians are doing is inspiring the world.
He promised them the world is united in supporting Ukraine. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Residents of 600 homes in the Florida Panhandle have been evacuated ahead of a wildfire that's destroyed two houses and damaged 12 others. It's the same area around Panama City that spent the last 3 years recovering from Hurricane Michael. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Kansas City area school shooting Friday involved a student and staff. Fox's Jack Callahan has details.
An assistant principal and a school's resource officer were shot and wounded in a high school in Olathe, Kansas. Police say the 18-year-old male student opened fire in the school's office. Despite being wounded, the resource officer returned fire, then radioed for help.
472, I have a plot attorney for myself. 472, I copy, is the suspect at large. Suspect, I believe, has been shot.
The audio courtesy of Broadcastify, the suspect was arrested. The resource officer, already released from the hospital, is being called a hero. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
2 days after an apartment building exploded in Maryland, injuring 14 people, investigators have a possible theory for what caused it. Fox's Roger Stern reports.
A search of the rubble in Silver Spring, Maryland, turned up a severed gas line in the basement. And Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says there had been plumbing work going on in the building.
It is possible that the worker cut that gas pipe, and that was a source that we're working on in our theories.
All residents of the building, which was destroyed, have been accounted for and are alive. Meanwhile, power was lost to the rest of the complex, originally displacing more than 200 people. Roger Stern, Fox News.
The owner of an animal rescue in southern Mississippi is facing over 30 counts of animal cruelty. Fox's Tom Rigotti has the story.
An animal advocate in Harrison County alerted police to multiple dead animals on the property, including puppies and a bird. Jessica Collins is now charged with 32 counts of animal cruelty. Authorities say there were bags full of dead dogs and what appeared to be a burned dog carcass. An emaciated dog and other animals found on the property are now being cared for at the South Mississippi Humane Society. Collins has been released from jail. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.